In Kent. Birth of a Legend. The Supermarine Type 300 Spitfire was the result of many years of development by the company in the field of high-speed flight. Its pedigree can be traced back to the time of the Schneider Trophy air races of the 1920s that culminated in Britain's entry. A Supermarine S-6B, winning the trophy outright in 1931. At an average speed of 340.09 miles per hour, 547.31 kilometers per hour. Although this was a seaplane, it was a radical improvement on conventional land-based aircraft of the time. The RAF's current fighter of the day, the Hawker Fury biplane, could not get within 100 miles per hour of the speed reached by the record-breaking S-6B. Many of the lessons learned in the trophy race would eventually be put to good effect in the aircraft that was to become, perhaps, the best-known fighter of World War II. The Supermarine Company had responded to a 1931 Air Ministry specification for a modern four-gun fighter aircraft that would be capable of achieving a speed of 251 miles per hour, 404 kilometers per hour. R.J. Mitchell's design for the Type 224 put into practice some of the experience gained with the trophy-winning design. The result was a gull-winged, all-metal monoplane with an open cockpit and a fixed undercarriage. Two of its guns were mounted in the engine cowling and one in each of the two undercarriage fairings. Its Rolls-Royce Goshawk engine, also developed as a result of experience gained in the Schneider Trophy-winning S-6B's power plant, the Rolls-Royce R racing engine, featured an evaporative cooling system for which the condensers were mounted in the inboard wing leading edges. Although this type of cooling system had been used successfully in the comparatively short races carried out at low level, it was to become the source of reliability problems in the wider operating realm of the interceptor fighter. In the fly-off competition to win the contract, the Type 224 fell short of the required performance levels, with a top speed of only 228 miles per hour, 367 kilometers per hour, and an initial climb rate of around 1,600 feet per minute, 8 meters per second. The time taken to reach 15,000 feet was 9.5 minutes. The contract was awarded to the competing Gloster design. The soon-to-be-named Gladiator, a biplane with a top speed of 242 miles per hour, 390 kilometers per hour, and an initial climb rate of 2,300 feet per minute, that reduced the time to 15,000 feet to around 6.5 minutes, with its unofficial name, Spitfire. The prototype was soon consigned to the role of target on a gunnery range, the only one of its type to be built. Meanwhile, Mitchell had recognized the deficiencies of the Type 224 and had already set about designing a new fighter, using its flawed predecessor as the starting point. This design proposal featured a reduction in wingspan of around 6 feet, 1.8 meters, and was submitted to the Air Ministry, but was rejected. Vickers Armstrong, the parent company of Supermarine, gave financial backing for a more radical development that bore little resemblance to its predecessor. Mitchell then embarked on a major redesign that featured an enclosed cockpit, retractable undercarriage, oxygen system, and thinner, smaller span wings. The engine selected for this version, designated the Type 300, was the more powerful Rolls-Royce private venture, hence its designation PV, engine. PV-12, later to be named the Merlin. By this time, the condensing-type cooling system had been abandoned due to its unreliability, and a more conventional liquid-cooled system adopted. In December 1934, the Air Ministry provided funding of 10,000